Bud, watch your back.
Say, Tippy, wanna shag some balls? Four! Sorry!
Dear Diary, hi, it's me, Doug. You know, the school dance seemed like it happened a long time ago, but I remember it like it was only yesterday. It all began, well, this afternoon. Me and Porkchop were putting the finishing touches on my costume for the dance, and everything was going fine, when all of a sudden, it hit me.
Hey, funny! Where are you?
Hi, Roger.
What you doing? Trying on your costume for the big dance tonight? What are you, a pile of manure?
I'm a slug.
So you're really gonna go through with it, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, you're paired up to dance with Patty Mayonnaise, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I'm the luckiest guy.
Lucky? Do you realize she's the best dancer in the whole school?
Yeah, so?
So? Think about it, Einstein. How many dance contests you won lately?
None.
How many dances you ever been to?
None.
Have you ever danced in your life?
No.
Let's face it, Funny. You can't dance. Everyone's going to be laughing at you. I can hear it now.
That's me.
Hey!
Roger was explaining to me all the reasons why I shouldn't go to the dance. He said it was for my own good.
Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll dance with Ms. Mayonnaise for you. All you have to do is go back home and forget about it.
Go home and miss the dance?
Sure. You don't want Patty to know you're a klutz, do you?
Huh?
I'll just tell her you couldn't make it. I'll tell her you had to make like a tree and leaf. Get it?
Very funny, Roger.
Oh, brother, what a klutz. See you later, Funny.
I don't know about Roger. Sometimes I wonder if he knows what he's talking about. Sometimes I think he's trying to... Whoa!
Hello there, Douglas. Nice costume. What are you, a sack of dirty socks?
I'm a slug.
Whatever. How do I look, huh?
You look like a chicken, Mr. Ding.
There. You look like a chicken. Can we go now?
Well, you're both wrong. I'm a grade-A thoroughbred chicken. But the ultimate in poultry wear. Very expensive. The missus thinks I look stupid.
Are you going to the dance, Mr. and Mrs. Dink?
Of course we are. I'm the chaperone.
I'm going as the wife of a giant chicken.
Well, of course you are, dear. I can't wait to get there. It's going to be a blast. See you at the dance, Douglas.
Maybe the dinks are right. Maybe it is gonna be a blast. If you know how to dance, that is.
Hey!
Huh? Yo, Doug! What's up?
Oh, hi, Skeeter.
Hey, cool Godzilla costume. One of a kind. Very fine.
I'm a slug.
Even better. But gotta fly. Planning a very superb DJ setup for tonight.
I wish I could see it.
What do you mean? You're coming to the dance, aren't you?
Well, I was, but something came up.
What came up?
Well, I found out I can't dance.
Oh, everyone can dance, Doug. It's just moving around without going anywhere. Here, I'll show you. First, you move your arms like you got an inch you can't reach. Then you bend your legs like you're in an earthquake. And then you let your whole body go into spin drive.
Didn't like that?
Oh.
Say, Doug, could you just pull my foot out of my pocket?
Like this?
Yeah, that's it. No, the other way. Yeah, that's it. See you at the dance, Doug.
Testing 1, 2, 3, Skeeter Ice MC.
Hey, Timmy, do you remember the first time I asked you to dance?
Yes, dear.
And do you remember what you said?
Yeah. Go away and leave me alone.
Oh, you do remember. Well, you finally said yes at our senior prom. As I recall, I swept you right off your feet.
And into the refreshment table.
Still, oh, wasn't that hospital room nice?
Wow! Oh, sorry about that, Mr. and Mrs. Dink. Wow! A flying chicken! Cool!
That's grade A thoroughbred!
Mom! Oh! A nice landing!
Who knows? Maybe it'll be okay. I've never even tried.
Hey, Doug. Nice prom costume.
Maybe I'll dance real good. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm a great dancer.
Doug, are you okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was just thinking.
What a great costume. You make a wonderful slug.
Did you say slug?
Doug, we'd better get going.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Say, Patty, ready to dance?
Doug, are you hurt?
Hey, Funny, what are you doing here? I'm dancing with Patty.
Thanks just the same, Roger, but I think I'll try to dance for myself. You'll have to sit this one out.
Way to go, Rob.
Yeah, I think she's in love with you.
Yeah, Raj, that was like real smooth.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll show him. Come on. It's hammer time.
Come on, let's get started.
Wait, Funny gets a load of this. A little ice down the back ought to cool him down.
Good. Now try moving your feet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Ooh, polka.
Gangway, coming through. Watch your back.
This is great, Patty. I think I'm getting the hang of it. You know, before tonight, I didn't think I could dance, but now I...
Hey! What the... Oh, brother, what a goofus! You see, Doug? I told you, you can't dance!
What a great new dance! Come on, everybody, do the club hop with us!
What's going on here?
This is a great new dance! It's wild! It's groovy! I told you it would be a blast!
I think you need to get out more often, dear.
Hey, sleepy here? Come on!
It went on like that for the rest of the night. It was so much fun, I can't believe I almost chickened out. The most important thing I figured out was, when the going gets tough, always remember to... No. Never think you can't... No. Blessed are the... 77...
Poor chap! My foot! How could you? Anywhere but my foot! That's the only foot that I've got.
There I was, Doug Funny, fugitive from justice. Cold, wet, hungry. Even my shorts were riding up. This was probably, no, definitely the worst thing that's happened to me since the beginning of the school year. Boy, how did I ever get into this mess? How did I begin my life as a fugitive? I guess it all started at the school science fair. Everybody had real interesting projects. I remember Chalky had trained a Venus flytrap to sing opera. Phoebe had a display that proved that trees caused more pollution than her father's factory. Skeeter came dressed as the solar system, and Roger had a big firecracker he was trying to pass off as a supernova. My project was a volcano. I was really excited about it.
Wow, that's terrific, Doug.
Really? Well, the reason the lava keeps shooting up into the air is because I love you.
Huh?
I mean, above you. The sparks go above you and...
Freeze! What's going on here?
Ooh. It's a volcano, Mr. Bone.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, as assistant principal, it's my duty to inform you that this volcano is a direct violation of school code number... Well, the number's not important. It's just the rule. No volcanoes on school property without permission. There you go.
But... Oops. Gotta go to math class.
Well, let's see if there are any other firebugs in here.
Uh-oh. Nice project, Skeeter. Gotta go.
Young man, this is a violation of school fire code number... Well, the number's not important. No supernovas.
Hey, Mr. Bone just put out a fire.
Mr. Bone put out a huge fire.
It was this gigantic explosion? You should have seen it.
The whole building went up.
Kerfooey!
A meltdown? The whole science lab? Way to go, Raj.
Yeah, like you're in trouble, dude.
Hey, don't look at me, man.
Yo, who else could have burnt down the science lab?
Hey, Roger. Hey, Ned. Hey, Willie.
Doug, that's it. Funny did it.
Did what?
Listen, Doug, try to concentrate. You remember that volcano of yours? Oh, sure, it started with one tiny spark. But pretty soon, the whole science lab was one towering inferno.
What should I do?
Personally, pal, I don't think I can overstate the value of running and hiding.
Oh, gosh.
From the cops! You got any idea of what they do to people who start fires? You'll be stamping license plates until you're as old as Mr. Bones!
Well, I'm innocent, I tell you. It was an accident.
How you feeling, Funny?
An accident. I mean, I gotta get out of here.
Freeze! You're under arrest! Freeze! You're under arrest!
Say, Douglas! Like my new car alarm? Very expensive!
What? Mr. Dink?
Say, I wonder what made him so nervous.
Maybe Doug is actually the head of an international ring of auto thieves, dear.
Oh, no, Tippy, not Doug. Why, he's not even old enough to drive.
To throw off the cops, I figured I'd try a disguise.
Ow!
Hey, Judy, it's okay. It's only me. I hope you don't mind me borrowing a few things.
Oh, no, please. Go through all my private stuff. Try my dresser while you're at it.
Oh, okay.
Stay away from my dresser.
But you said...
I was being sarcastic. It's a dramatic device. What are you supposed to be, anyway? Some sort of bandit?
Me? Do I look like a bandit? Really?
Listen, Dougie, if you're going to play a bandit, at least look the part. Something's missing.
Voila! Doug, the bandit!
No, Jack Bandit. Okay, coppers, I dare you to catch one and a Jack Bandit.
Now, class, does anyone know what the sixth article of the Constitution says? Patty?
The sixth article of the Constitution states... The courts shall have the power to punish anyone who covers the science lab with molten lava.
And do we know anyone like that?
It's him!
Get him!
You'll never get one and a Jack Bandit!
What a guy!
Goodbye!
Funny, this is going on your permanent record!
Jack, you've got to escape!
So long, suckers! It seemed as if my only chance was to go on the lam. I couldn't leave without saying goodbye to my parents, though. Mom? Dad? I'm leaving home, dropping out of school and... starting a new life as a fugitive from justice.
That's nice, Doug. Just don't wake your sister.
Okay, well, I'm leaving now. No more sun. Goodbye. This is it, boy. We're really outlaws now. It's one and a Jack Bandit and his sidekick, Pork Chop. What are you supposed to do when you're on the lam, anyway? I don't know either. I wonder what everybody's doing right now. You think they miss us, even? Are you getting as hungry as me?
Whoa. Hey, Doug. Cool outfit. Natural fibers, huh?
You gonna eat that whole sandwich?
Oh, here.
Thanks. Say, Skeet?
Yeah, Doug?
I was just wondering, if you burned down the science lab, what would you do for the rest of your life? Would you rather spend it in prison or running away from the cops?
I'm gonna be an astronaut.
There he is! Hey, you! Stop! Principal wants to talk to you.
So now, once again, I'm Jack Bandit. Hunted down like an animal just because of my love for science. Can I really spend the rest of my life like this? No allowance? And, well, already it's a lot more running than I ever expected. Prison's got to be less strenuous. Regular meals? Bunk beds? My own number? Okay, Mr. Bone, you win. I'll go quietly. Oh, Mr. Bone, could you wait for 1 second? I just have to say goodbye to someone.
Goodbye?
Please? It's my last request.
Look, mister, I haven't got all day here.
Look, Patty. I don't want you to worry about me. but it looks like I might be going up the river for a while.
Doug, what are you talking about?
It's a crazy, cruel world, Patty. The best thing to do is forget that any of this happened and just try to get on to junior high without me.
I don't understand.
Okay, okay, break it up. Show's over.
Goodbye, Patty. Okay, Mr. Bone, let's go.
Way to go, Funny! I've been in there 1,000 times and they haven't broken me yet.
Boy, I sure hope they give him a prison cell with a view.
Prison? What are you talking about?
Didn't you hear? His volcano went off and blew up the science room.
That's impossible. I was just there. It was fine.
Well, then what does the principal want? What did the principal say, Doug?
Second place. I won second place. Mrs. Wingo liked my volcano, and she loved Pork Chop's hula dance. What? Let me see that!
Oh, Doug, how wonderful!
Wow!
So I didn't go to prison. And for now, it's back to my normal, quiet, sleepy Bluffington life. But who knows when an even more terrifying science project might strike, thanks to Jack Bandit! Or maybe next time I'll make a map. It's a lot safer.